Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Martha here again. I just wanted to make this pod real quick about things to try to avoid if you're trying to go vegan. These are things that no one told me, obviously, in the beginning of my transition, or that I just learned on my own along the way. I definitely want to start off with the main one, which is stop eating meat cold turkey. A lot of people think that they can do it and then they fall right back to their old habits. Why? Because it's a journey. It's a fucking process, okay? It's not something that you can accomplish from one day to another. These are things you've been eating all your life. So come on, like, give yourself a break. You feel me? You have to gradually eliminate things from your diet as you go. Okay, me and my family started off with meatless Mondays. Maybe you can try that and see how that works. And you might notice the difference how you feel by Monday nights. You can also, something else that worked for us was eliminating red meat. Now, I don't want to say, I do have to say that white meat is not healthy, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. So, I mean, it is what it is. You might as well just cut out the pork, cut out the steak and all the red meat and just stick to at least white meat until you can gradually work your way away from that as well. Okay. So, yeah, you might want to try that. Like I said, meatless Mondays or stopping, just cutting out the red meat out of your diet and just eating white meat meanwhile. The second one would be, you don't only have to shop at Whole Foods. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. You don't only have to shop at Whole Foods. You have so many other alternatives and choices and places that you can go get produce or vegan food versus Whole Foods. Okay, do I like Whole Foods? Hell yes, I do. But let's be real, it's expensive. Okay, so Google, guys. It's depending the area you live in, you know. I know some people, vegan people that shop at supermarkets like Wyman, different places. I don't have that around me, so I go to Kroger and get cheap organic produce. I love Aldi's as well. Sprouts, like, the options are endless. Google it and you'll find, and you will see that you can actually go to so many places and not just shop at Whole Foods. Okay. Also, the third one would be, if you're thinking about doing this with someone, for instance, like a friend or someone that doesn't live with you, I say to avoid it. For the reason, because if you don't live with this person and you get a craving or are in the mood to eat something you were eating previously, you want someone as your support system to kind of talk you out of it, you know, or say, hey, no, we can eat this. Hey, you know, find alternatives. You don't know what the fuck that person's doing on their own time. I'm just saying. So you don't know if that person was up in Taco Bell's eating a chalupa before you got up with them. So that's just my personal opinion. If you're gonna do this transition, try to do it with your partner. You guys can be each other's support system and help each other out, and it helps you in the process. So again, like I said, it's a fucking journey, and it's just, be patient, and it's a process. Don't think it's gonna happen from one day to another. And I hope those three things helped someone that's listening to this. And until next time, guys, love, light, and peace, y'all.